Welcome in. Today you're going to build a super classic drum and bass transition where the riser isn't a synth at all. It's your Amen style drum bus. We're going to make the break feel like it's getting tighter, brighter, louder, dirtier, and more in your face as we approach the drop, and we'll do it with an automation first workflow in Ableton Live 12. If you're a beginner, this is a really good habit to build early. Automate the bus, not 10 separate tracks. You get a clean bass sound, a hiked build, and then a satisfying reset on the drop. Let's set the stage first. Set your project tempo to around 172 to 174 BPM. That's a comfortable modern DNB range, and it'll make everything we do feel correct rhythmically. In arrangement view, create a section that's 16 bars for the build, then one bar for an impact or fill, then a 16-bar drop. Don't overthink the song structure right now. We just want a clear before and after so you can hear what the riser is actually doing. Now, load your Amen break. Drag an Amen break, or any classic breakbeat loop, onto a new audio track. Name that track Amen. Click the clip, and in the clip view make sure warp is on. Set warp mode to beats, and set preserve to transients. Also set transient loop mode to off, because for breaks, that often keeps things cleaner and less chattery. Quick teacher tip, if the groove suddenly feels wrong when you warp, don't panic. Try rewarping, or make sure the clip start marker is on the real downbeat. A clean warp is the foundation of a clean build. Optional, but powerful, you can right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Use a built-in or transient slicing preset that gives you a drum rack full of slices, which is amazing for fills later. But if slicing feels like a lot today, skip it. You can do the whole lesson with one audio loop. Next, we're going to route this into a bus, because the whole trick is that the bus becomes the riser. Select the Amen track and group it. On Mac it's Command-G, on Windows it's Control-G. Name the group Amen Bus. Inside that group, keep your Amen track unprocessed, or only lightly processed. We're going to do the main shaping on the group itself, so the automation is centralized. Now, build the device chain on the Amen Bus using only stock Ableton devices. And yes, order matters here. We're basically going clean up, glue, punch, dirt, then the main riser tool, then optional space. First device, EQ8. Set a high pass filter, 24 dB per octave, somewhere around 30 to 45 Hz. That's just cleaning subrumble. If it sounds boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB. And if you want a touch of air, add a gentle high shelf around 7 to 10 Khz. Just 1 to 3 dB. Keep it subtle. The real brightness will come from saturation and filtering later. Second, glue compressor. Set attack around 3 milliseconds. Release can be auto, or something like 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio at 4 to 1. Then lower the threshold until you're seeing about 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on the peaks. Leave makeup off and use output gain manually if needed. What you're listening for is that the break feels like one unit, not kick snare hat but a single rolling piece of energy. Third, drum bus. Start with drive around 8%, somewhere in the 5 to 15% range. Crunch low to start, like 0 to 20%. Keep boom off for now, and use damp if the high end gets nasty later, because once we start automating drive and saturation, harshness can sneak up on you. Fourth, saturator. Use soft sign for controlled warmth, or analog clip if you want it heavier. Start with drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then adjust output so you're not accidentally making it louder just because you added distortion. This is a big one. Gain staging matters more than people think in builds. Loud often tricks you into thinking better. We want better, not just louder. Fifth, auto filter. This is your main riser lever. Set it to a high pass filter, 12 or 24 dB slope. Set resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. We'll automate the frequency to climb over time, thinning the break as we approach the drop. Optional sixth, hybrid reverb. Keep this subtle, small to medium size, decay around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds, and dry slash wet low, like 5 to 15%. We're adding tension, not turning it into a wash. And now we switch into the automation first workflow. Hit it to show automation lanes in arrangement view. You're going to automate a few parameters only. This is important. Beginners often over-automate everything, and the result feels messy and random. We're going for maximum impact with minimum moving parts. Here are the key parameters to automate on the Amen bus. Auto filter frequency, drum bus drive, saturator drive, hybrid reverb dry slash wet, and a final utility gain for a small lift. Go ahead and add a utility at the very end of the chain. That will be your final lift and also a safety valve. Extra coaching move that makes your life easier, Add another utility at the very start of the chain and set it to -6 dB while you design the sound. This keeps your ears honest. Then later, you match the level back with the final utility. You'll hear tone changes more clearly without being fooled by loudness. Now let's draw a classic 16-bar Amen riser. Start with auto filter high pass frequency. At bar 1, set it around 80 to 120 Hz. By bar 9, push it up to about 200 to 300 Hz. By bar 13, you're climbing into 500 to 800 Hz. And in the last beat or so of bar 16, you can go extreme, 1.5 to 3 kHz. That makes the break feel thin and tense, like it's being pulled upward. Then at the drop, bar 17, hard reset, either slam the filter back to 80 to 120 Hz or bypass the filter. That reset is the moment. If you don't reset, your drop won't feel like a drop. It'll feel like the build kept going. Next, automate drum buzz drive. Start around 5 to 8%. Then over the 16 bars, push it up to around 15 to 25% by the end. At the drop, snap it back to something like 8 to 12%, or keep it higher if you're doing darker, heavier styles, but still make a clear change at the drop. Then automate saturator drive. Start around 2 dB. By the end of the build, you might be around 6 to 10 dB, but watch your meters and trust your ears. At the drop, return to something like 3 to 6 dB, depending on how gritty you want your main drums. Now hybrid reverb dry slash wet. Start around 5%. Around bar 13, bring it to 10 or 15. Near bar 16, maybe 18 to 25%. Then at the drop, back down to 0 to 5%. Tight again. That space disappears effect makes the drop feel closer and more physical. Finally, utility gain at the end. Start at 0 dB. Over the build, creep up to plus 1.5 to plus 3 dB by bar 16. Then reset to 0 at the drop. And one more teacher warning here. If you're slamming a limiter on the master, that tiny lift might just get flattened, and your transients can actually feel weaker. So keep an eye on how your master is reacting. Now, here's a detail that matters more than the exact values. The automation curve. Don't draw one straight diagonal line for the whole 16 bars. Real tension usually accelerates. So do this. Slow movement for bars 1 through 8, faster movement for bars 9 through 15, then a sharp push in the last bar. In Ableton, you can shape automation curves so they ramp late. That late acceleration feels way more like authentic build pressure. Okay, tone is rising. Now let's make the rhythm feel like it's rising too. If you slice to a drum rack, duplicate your build clip and in bars 13 to 16 add extra ghost notes, especially around snares and little hat fragments. In the final bar, do a little rush where the rhythm feels like it's going from 16th note energy to a 32nd note feel. Even if you're not literally writing 32 NDS, you can make it feel like that with tighter retraders. If you did not slice, use beat repeat on the Amen bus. This is the beginner-friendly way to get that frantic, jungle pre-drop vibe. Set interval to one bar at first, and automate it toward one half, then one quarter near the end. Set grid around 1/8, moving to 1/16. Add a bit of variation, maybe 10 to 20%. Set chance around 20 to 40%, and then automate it to 100% for the last bar if you want it to fully commit. Teacher note, beat repeat can take over fast. The trick is to save it for the end. Think of it like seasoning, not the main meal. Now let's talk arrangement. Because your automation needs a landing, a reliable pattern is bars 1 to 8, steady Amen loop, subtle filter movement, bars 9 to 12, drive and saturation rising, reverb slightly up, bars 13 to 15, intensity plus density, either slices or beat repeat getting more frequent, bar 16, extreme high pass, loudest drive, and a short stutter fill, bar 17 drop, everything resets, filter down, reverb down, transients back. Optional but highly effective. In bar 16, mute the Amen for the last half beat or even the last full beat, and let the reverb tail or stutter carry. That tiny gap makes the drop feel louder even if your meters barely change. Now, common mistakes to avoid while you're doing this. 1. Over-automating everything. Pick 3 to 5 key controls and commit. Too many moving parts turns into chaos. 2. Forgetting to reset at the drop. The reset is the payoff. 3. Clipping the bus while you make it exciting. Drive plus saturation plus gain automation can explode levels. Watch the channel meter on the Amen bus and keep your output controlled. 4. High passing too early. If you thin the break by bar 4, you've got nowhere to go. Save the extreme thinness for the end. 5. Reverb on the low end. Low reverb muddies your build and weakens your drop. If you need to, put in a Q8 before or after hybrid reverb and cut lows. A good quick move is to high-pass the reverb input anywhere from 300 to 800 Hz, even higher as the build progresses. Now for a couple level-up options. Still beginner-friendly, that can make this sound more like a finished record. First, the macro idea. Build a Razer control rack. Put an audio effect rack at the very end of the Amen bus. Map the important parameters to macros so you automate macros instead of hunting through devices later. A great 6-macro layout is high pass filter frequency, drive, controlling both drum bus and saturator together. Air or harshness, like an EQ high shelf. Bass, the reverb dry slash wet. Stutter amount, like beat repeat mix or chance. Final lift, the utility gain. This is huge, because you can reuse the same automation shape on different breaks, just by swapping the sample. Second, if you want darker and heavier energy, parallel distortion. Create a return track called Dist. Put saturator in analog clip, then a Q8 cutting lows below about 150 Hz, then a compressor. Now send the Amen bus into it and to automate that send up in bars 13 to 16. This gives you aggression without destroying your main transients.